ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிரகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் சாப்டர் 4 செக்ஷன் 4 மந்த்ரா 15. யதைதமனு பஷ்யதி ஆத்மானம் தேவமஞ்சசா ஈசானம் பூதபவ்யஸ்ய ந தத்தோ விஜுகுப்சதே. ஹியர் ஆல்சோ பாயிண்டிங் அவுட் தி benefit of jnanam, jnana phalam. The Upanishad indicates jnana mahima, the glory of jnanam, self-knowledge. First, the nature of jnanam is mentioned. Yada etam atmanam anupashyati. Suppose a person recognizes this atma, atmanam anupashyati. Here, the word anupashyati indicates that this knowledge cannot come independently without the blessings of the Guru Shastra Upadesha. This verb, Anupashyati, is often used in Brahadaranyaka and Gita also. Really speaking, Pashyati itself is enough. Pashyati means realizes or knows. But instead of using the word Pashyati itself, repeatedly the Upanishad uses Anupashyati, and that prefix Anu is a significant prefix that indicates the importance of Guru Shastra Upadesha. So through this, the Upanishad declares, Atmajnanam cannot be gained through independent enquiry. This we emphasize because many people, in the name of Atmajnanam, Vedanta and all that thing, try to inquire independently, who am I? With that attitude, he asks himself, who am I? Where does this thought come from? What is the source of this thought? So they dive deeply to find Atma. Unfortunately, certain books also, they give sanction to such guru-less inquiry. If something falls into the well, for example, you can get it with the help of a hand. Similarly, they think Hridayam is like a well in which Atma is hidden in the guha of Hridayam. And they go on asking, where does the ego come from? Where does the thought come from? Or where do I come from? And they hope that one day the Atma also will come automatically on simple inquiry without studying the Shastras. All these are totally wrong. That is why Acharya strongly warns, if one doesn't teach through Shastra, he does not deserve to be a guru. He may deserve to be a Mahatma. He may deserve prostration, worship, maybe a picture, do namaskaram, puja and all that. But he does not deserve to be one thing. And that one thing is, he does not deserve to be a guide, a person or being a guru. So if such a person tries to guide with the help of his personal sadhana, no seeker should ever follow somebody else's personal sadhana because persons differ. Therefore, my sadhana should be determined not by another, not even my guru's personal sadhana, but should be governed by scriptural teachings coming through a guru. Guru talks whatever Shastra talks. He doesn't talk anything himself. The most important thing is, in our tradition, Shastram is more powerful than any Acharya. Because remember, Acharyas do not produce Shastrams. And on the other hand, the Anadi Shastram has produced Acharyas. So in our tradition, no Acharya gets more importance than the Shastram. And therefore, we don't test the Shastram with the help of Acharya. In fact, we test the Acharya with the help of Shastram. Therefore, even the greatest person will be rejected if he is Shastra Virodhi. That is why Buddha is taken by many as Bhagavan, Bhagavan Buddha. But he is taken as one of the 10 avatars also. And we don't talk about any of those things. Whether we accept Buddha or not, that does not depend on his avatara status. whether he is tested with the help of Vedas, Shastras. Ya Vedam Bahya Smritayaha Yascha Kascha Kudrishtayaha Sarvastan Pala Pretyaha Tamo Nishtahi Sansmritaha. That's what Smriti says. Ye Veda Bahyam, outside of Vedas or Veda Viruddham, Buddha's teachings are also dismissed in Brahma Sutras. Similarly, between Krishna and Veda, we take Veda alone. And if Krishna contradicts Veda, we will not accept his teachings. Therefore, it is Shastra-based culture. Acharya is very emphatic about this. It is not personality-based culture. And other religions are personality or prophet-based. For us, even Acharya is subservient to Shastra. So, Vyasacharya is subservient to Shastra. Therefore, this aspect must be very clearly understood. Otherwise, we will be carried away by the so-called Mahatmas and books and sayings coming from all those people. Personality does not matter. And therefore, Anu Pashyati means Guru Shastra Upadesham Anu Pashyati Atmanam. Suppose a person sees and recognizes Atma, the self. What type of Atma? Devam. The mantra it says Devam. The Atma, that is Swayam Prakasham. So here Devaha does not mean Swargavasi, one of the gods. Here we have to take the derivative meaning and not the primary meaning of this word Deva. So Yogarthaha and Rudhyarthaha, that we have got Rudhyarthaha and Yogarthaha we have already mentioned somewhere else. So Rudhyarthaha means the direct dictionary meanings, Rudi Arthaha. Here, according to that, Deva will be a celestial being like Indra, Varuna, Agni and all those. But here we have to take the Yoga Arthaha, and here Yoga means the derived meaning of the word from the root Div, Divyati, Swayam Prakashate, Iti Devaha. So Div is the root, so Divyate, Prakashate, Iti Devaha. So effulgent one, Swayam Prakasha Rupam Atmanam, Chaitanya Rupam Atmanam, Drishter Drashtaram. So these names are familiar to us. Drishter Drashtaram, Shrutehe Shrotaram, Matehe Mantaram, Vijnatehe Vijnataram, Atmanam. And what is this Atma? It is not an ordinary one. Bhuta Bhavyascha Ishanam. This Atma, which is called Jivatma in the body, which is none other than Paramatma. So, Bhuta Bhavyascha Ishanaha, the Lord of all three times, past, present and future. Bhutam refers to the past and Bhavyam refers to the future. And we have to supply the present also. In Vishnu Sahasranamam we have Bhuta Bhavya Bhavannataha. So, Bhavat means Vartamanam, the present. So, one who is the Lord of the past, present and future, Lord of Kalaha, that is Vishnu. Natum, this is Shankachakra Gadadharinam Vishnu. That is fine, that's finite, but that is a finite form. Vishnu means Sarvavyapakam, Sarvam Veveshti Iti Vishnuho. That means the Lord of Kala. So, Kalasyapi Ishwaraha. And means what? Paramatma is not conditioned by time. That means there is no question of vikara, modification in Paramatma, because it is time alone that brings changes, modifications. If there is no change caused by kala, no question of asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. All the sixfold modifications, they are not there. So, janma, jara, mrityu, rahitam. It doesn't have any of those. So, anupashyati. Thus, Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam is revealed through this mantra. So, this is also a Mahavakya mantra. And how should a person gain this knowledge? Anjasa. Anjasa means Sakshat, Aparokshataya. The knowledge is not an objective knowledge. It is not that you see the eternal Paramatma. It is not that you experience the eternal Paramatma, but you own up that I am the eternal Paramatma. Suppose a person realizes this Aikyam, this is Jnana Marga. And what is the palam of that Jnana Marga? Tataha Viju Gupsate. This is the palam. Actually, we have seen this also in Kathopanishad. Angushta Matra Purushaha Madhya Atmani Tishtati Ishano Bhuta Bhavyasya Natato Viju Gupsate Etad Vaitate. అండ్ అనదర్ శ్లోక ఆల్సో ఇన్ సేమ్ కఠోపనిషత్ అంగుష్టమాత్ర పురుష జ్యోతిరివ అధూమక ఈశానో భూతభవ్యస్య స ఏవాద్య స ఉష్వ సో ఏతద్వైతత్. సో ఇన్ టూ మంత్రాస్ ఫార్ ద వర్డ్ విజుగుప్సతే శంకరాచార్య గివ్స్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ మీనింగ్స్. One is the Rudhi, the direct meaning, and the second one is Yoga, the derived meaning. And what is the derived meaning here? Na Gopayitum Icchati. Vijugupsate further, Na Gopayitum Icchati. Thereafterwards, that is after gaining Jnanam, this Jnani does not want to protect our God himself anymore. Why? That we should supply. Because he is ever source after of gaining knowledge, secure, always after securing knowledge, there is no question of insecurity for him. That is, what is insecurity? Samsara. It is the basic insecurity. We don't want to lose money because we see security in money. We see security in job. We see security in status. We see security in people, regardless of that person being old or young. Still, we have some kind of inner comfort. So, we don't want to lose anything by any of these at all. I need external things for my security. But after Jnanam, I knock off all those, not physically, but psychologically. The greatest advantage of Jnanam is what? Na vijugupsate. A Jnani does not want protection from external sources. And Shankaracharya says, tataha. From that Ishwara, he does not want to protect himself even from that Ishwara. Normally, people cannot accept this. That means what? Indirectly, Shankaracharya says that even Lord is a threat to a person as long as the Lord stands separate from me. How do we know? This we have seen in Taittiriya Upanishad. Bhishasmat vatappavate bhishodeti suryaha భీషాస్మాదగ్నిశ్చేంద్రశ్చ మృత్యుర్ధావతి పంచమయితి. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్మిక్ ఆర్డర్ వాత పవతే ద విన్ బ్లోస్ భీషోదేతి సూర్య. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్మిక్ ఆర్డర్ ఈవెన్ సూర్యదేవత హీ రైసెస్ అండ్ సెట్స్. భీషాస్మాత్ అగ్నిశ్చ ఇంద్రశ్చ ఈవెన్ అగ్నిదేవ అండ్ ఇంద్ర దే ఆల్ ఫంక్షన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్మిక్ ఆర్డర్. మృత్యుర్ధావతి మృత్యుదేవత కిప్స్ ఆన్ రన్నింగ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ద ప్లేస్ ఆల్ ఫైవ్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. And in Kathopanishad, also Kathopanishad, we have seen Mahadbayam Vajramudyatam Yetad Vidur Amrutaste Bhavanti. Lord is taken as a person with Vajrayudam, threatening people. Again in Taittiriya Upanishad, Udaramantaram Kurute Atatasya Bhayam Bhavati Tadveva Bhayam Vidusho Manvanasya. On the Gita, in the Gita also, we saw how Bhagavan is Bahyam, is Bhayam in chapter 11. కాలోస్మి లోక క్షయకృత్ ప్రవృద్ధ లోకాన్ సమాహర్తుమిహ ప్రవృత్త దంష్ట్రాకరాళాని భయానకాని కేచిత్ విలగ్నాం దశనాంతరేషు సందృశ్యంతే శూర్ణితై ఉత్తమాంగై. ఆల్ ది శ్లోకాస్ దే అగైన్ కన్ఫర్మ్ దట్ హౌ భగవాన్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ భయం ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ కాలతత్వం. బికాస్ దర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ భగవాన్ అండ్ కాల. Therefore, the moment Bhagavan is different from me, Bhagavan becomes Kala Tattvam. Bhagavan is inside, Bhagavan is a source of security. He kills Kala. If Bhagavan is outside, Bhagavan creates time. So, Tataha. Tasmat, Ishwarat, Kala Rupat, Yama Rupat, Marana Rupat, Na Vijugupsate. He does not want to protect himself. This is one interpretation. This is the yoga artha, the derived meaning, vijugupsate. Now, there is a rudhi artha, the direct meaning, for the same word. So, nindati. Nindati means to criticize others, gossiping, criticizing, finding fault with other people, which is considered to be one of the worst types of characters, ninda. Remember, we criticize others because of what? Because of insecurity. Criticism comes from insecure heart. Whenever one is afraid or insecure, one starts criticizing others. As you feel more and more secure, you find you cannot criticize anyone. In fact, this is one of the methods of finding our progress in spirituality. Very simple. Watch the time we spend in criticizing others. then people will ask, what about genuine criticism? Right? There is no question of genuine criticism at all. If you say genuine criticism is okay, then what will happen? Everyone will justify whatever be the criticism, they will qualify it with genuineness. Any criticism is a sign of non-progress in Vedanta. A very serious obstacle for a seeker. Actually, in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna calls it as Paishunam. Ahimsa asatyam akrodaha thyagashantihi apaishunam. Paranandaha prakatikaranam paishunam. Publicizing the bad qualities of other people. He won't talk about one's good qualities. Apaishunam is an important value, is an opposite of paishunam, which is required for jnanam and which is the consequence of jnanam also. Therefore, na vijugupsate, no criticism comes from that person. This is another meaning. Shloka 16. Yasmad arvaksam vatsaraha aho viparivartate taddeva jyotisham jyotihi ayurhopasate mritam. In the previous mantra, Ishanam Bhuta Bhavyasya was mentioned. That is, Paramatma is the Lord of Time. The same idea is now elaborated in this mantra also. Paramatma is beyond time. Kalatitaha. As in Sriman Narayaniyam, the very first shloka, Sandranandava Bodhatmakam Anupamitam Kaladeshavadibhyam Nirmuktam Nityamuktam Nigamashata Sahasrena Nirbhasyamanam Aspashtam Drashtamatre Punaruru Purushartatmakam Brahma Tattvam Tattavadbhati Sakshat Guru Pavanapure Handabhagyam Jananam Kaladeshavadibhyam. Instead of saying Paramatma is about time, the mantra puts the other way around. It says the time is below Paramatma. Here the word below should not be taken as physical. Physical sense literally. Don't imagine spatial distance between Paramatma and this one also, Kala. It is a conceptual. Kala belongs to the Vyavaharika plane. Whereas Paramatma belongs to the Paramarthika plane. So the very degree of reality is different between these two. The very ontological status is different. The very plane of existence is different. So this is the idea conveyed here. So we get the word Samvatsaraha. Samvatsaraha means literally year, Varsha. And in this context, Acharya points out the year represents again Kala Tattvam. And what does the Kala do? Yasmat arvak parivartate. Yasmat means here Paramatmanaha. Kala Tattvam or Kala Chakram revolves, parivartate, revolves below Paramatma. Parivartate, paritaha vartate. Ahobihi. Kala Tattvam works in the form of day and night. Ahobihi. We find day and night comes as a chakram. Day and night can be extended to various seasons also and other forms. And it revolves under Paramatma. That means Paramatma is not touched by time. That is why the correct word for Paramatma is timeless. Even the word eternal is not very correct. Because when the word eternal is used, what comes to our mind? We think of something which existed in the past and which exists in the present and which will exist in the future. That means we are talking of something which exists in time permanently, eternal, that exists all the time. So permanent and eternal are not correct expressions. The correct expression in this context is timeless, arvak. Arvak means below. It figuratively means time is of lower order of reality. Tat parivartate, so tat jyotisham jyotihi amritam. That Brahman, Jyotisham Jyotihi, it is the light of all lights. Again, we have to refer to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13. Jyotisham apitat jyotihi tamasaparamuchyate jnanam nyeyam jnanagamyam hridi sarvasya vishtitam. And also in the Upanishad, we have seen many of these things. Hiran maye pare koshe virajam brahma nishkalam tachubram jyotisham jyotihi tadyadatma vidho viduhu. So the word has occurred so many places before. When you say the light of lights, it means the first light represents all the secondary sources of consciousness. the body, sense organs, mind, and all of them. And why they are called the secondary source of consciousness? Because they all have chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. It is just like mirrors with reflected sun. For example, if there are 100 mirrors with reflected sun, they are all secondary sources of light. They are different. They are different here also. Suppose you keep 100 mirrors and they are secondary source of light. But there is another method also to have the secondary source of light. Keep one mirror facing the sun and keep the second mirror not facing the sun but facing the first mirror. Then what happens? The second mirror becomes primary source of light, borrowing from the first mirror. So second mirror can give light to third mirror, but all of them, they are still only secondary source of light. Similarly, mind is the first mirror, borrows consciousness, and the body is the second mirror. It does not borrow consciousness from Atma, but borrows from the mind. Thus, there are many secondary sources of consciousness directly or indirectly borrowed. They are all called Jyotimshi, the secondary lights. And all secondary lights borrowed consciousness from where? From the original sun, that is the original Atma, which is the primary source of consciousness, and that is called the Jyotihi. So Jyotisham Jyotihi, the light of lights. The capital L in the light will come in singular, and that is the original source of light, and the secondary sources of lights, all the else we'll put it, they are plural, small l. So primary source of light is one, and the secondary source of lights are many. So tat jyotisham jyotihi and tat amritam, that Brahman is immortal. Immortal means what? Kalatitaha, timeless. And therefore the mantra says, devaha ayuhuha upasate. The devas meditate on Brahman has longevity or immortality. Ayuhu upasate means those devas, they meditate upon the amritam Brahma as ayuhu. Then we have to supply, Shankaracharya actually adds here, since devas meditate upon immortal Brahman, they have got a long life. The long life devas get is due to Brahma upasana. Even if one meditates upon Brahman, Ayur Brahman, devas get long life. That means as one becomes Brahman, one will have longest life. When this is the case, what to talk about or talk of immortality if we know that Brahman is ourselves? Tasmat Brahman Kalatitam. Shloka 17. Yasmin pancha pancha janaham akashascha pratishtitaham tameva manya atmanam vidvan brahma mruto mrutam. So again, the Aikya Jnanam and the Palam are mentioned here. Jnana Marga Stutihi, glory of Jnana Marga. First, the definition of Paramatma is given. Yasmin Pratishtitaha. In that Paramatma alone, everything is based or supported. Yasmin Brahmani, Yasmin Paramatmani Pratishtitaha. In Paramatma alone, everything is sustained. And what are they? Panchajanaha. Actually, this is a mysterious, mystic word. The word is not very clear. And therefore, Shankaracharya gives a different meanings to the word. It's a controversial word, we can say. In Brahma Sutra, there is a separate portion just to analyze this word. Brahma Sutra 1.4.11. We are going to see that. So, Sankhya philosophers, they take this word as representing their philosophy. When there is a controversy, a lot of people take advantage of that. So, Sankhya philosophy is very close to Vedanta. So, Brahma Sutra takes a lot of trouble to establish that it does not represent Sankhya philosophy. Varieties of arguments, including grammatical arguments, are given. And the conclusion of Vyasacharya or Shankaracharya is Panchajanaha is a proper name. Has nothing to do with number 5. Pancha means normally number 5. So, it has nothing to do with that. Janaha has nothing to do with people also. It is a proper name. Therefore, translation of Panchajanaha is what? Panchajanaha. So, Panchajanaha. That means 5 Panchajanas. Panchajana you consider as one name. So, 5 Panchajanas are supported by Brahman. Panchajanaha. Question is, what are the Panchajanaha? Acharya gives three different possible meanings for this. They are, number one, gods. Gods means all the devas, mains. Gods are devas. And then mains. Mains are the pitaraha, the pitras. And celestial minstrels, the gandharvas. And demons, the asuras. And rakshasas. So this is one meaning of five panjajanas. And the second meaning Acharya gives is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Shudra and Nishadas. Nishada is outside the four varnas. That is another one of them. And the third meaning given is vital force, the prana, eye, chakshuhu, ear, shrotram, food or light, annam or jyotihi and mind, manaha. Thus any meaning a person can take. And the final meaning is the entire creation. That's all it. Pancha Panchajanaha means the entire creations. So all these Pancha Panchajanaha means you can take any of the three meanings we have given above. So it means, so samasta prapanchaha or karya prapanchaha yasmin pradishtitaha. It is supported in Brahman. The entire karya prapancha is supported in Brahman. And not only the karya prapancha, but also akashascha. Akashascha support them. So akasha here means, carefully should be understood, it does not mean space. It is used actually in the third chapter itself, 8th section, 11th mantra as Ishvara. So avyakritam brahma, akasha. So Ishvara represents the karanam. So pancha pancha janaha means the karyam, akasha means karanam, to use the Mandukya expression. So pancha pancha janaha represents the first and second pada in Mandukya, and akasha represents the third pada, tritiya pada, and all these three padas are supported by Thuriyam, the chaturtha padam, Brahma. So that's how Mandukya interpretation has to be borrowed here. So karya karana prapanchaha, karya karana vilakshane brahmani pratishtitaha. The cause effect, karya karana, the effect and the cause, the universe is supported by Brahman, which is beyond cause and effect. So if you want to put in another language, the Virat and Hiranyagarbha are taken as first and the second padas, karyam and Ishvara. So first two are the karyam effect. And Ishvara or Antaryami is taken as the third pada, karanam. Thus both karya and karana prapanchas are based on yasmin karya karana vilakshane turiye nirvikare shante shive advaite prapanchopashame brahmani. Again, Mandukya, prapanchopashamam shantam shivam advaitam chaturtam manyante. In Mandukya, we saw that. In such a Brahman, in that Nirgunam Brahma, everything is based, superimposed. So whenever we use the word Adharaha, we should know its significance also. Normally, Adharaha means supporter. Adheyaha means supported. And we often say that Brahman is Adharaha and the world is Adheyaha, supported. But here we should note, if you take the desk, for example, this desk, and on the desk, I have got this book also, or the computer. Then both the desk and the computer, they both have the same degree of reality. The desk and the computer have duality because there are two things enjoying the same order of reality. Whereas when we say Brahma is Adharaha and world is Adheyaha, there is a difference. And what is the difference? Adharaha is of higher order of reality. It is Satyam. Whereas Adheya Prapancha is Mithya and it is of lower order of reality. And how do you then convey this? We use another technical term. Instead of using the word Adharaha, we use the word Adhishthanam. Instead of using the word Adheyaha, we use the word Adhyasaha. So in English, Adhara and Adhishthanam both mean supporter, and Adheya and Adhyasa means supported. So in English there are only one word, whereas here we are having two different words. Adhara, Adheya. When we use, they do not represent different orders of reality. Both have the same order of reality. But when we say Adhishtana, Adhyasa, Brahman is higher order and world is lower order of reality. Thus, Visishtadvaitam, in Visishtadvaitam, Brahman will be Adhara and world will be Adheya. Because for them, Brahman and world have same order of reality. In Advaitam, we say that Brahman is Adhishtanam, world is Adhyasa. I hope this difference is clear. Therefore, they have two different orders of reality. That is why in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna first says, మత్స్థాని సర్వభూతాని, ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్ మీ మత్స్థాని. ఇన్ దిస్ స్టేట్మెంట్ వీ గెట్ బోత్ ఆధార ఆధేయ భావ, బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ ది ఆధార ది సపోర్టర్ అండ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఆధేయ సపోర్టెడ్ దే ఆర్ అపాన్ మీ, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అపాన్ మీ. వెన్ కృష్ణ సేస్ వీ మే టేక్ బోత్ ఆధార అండ్ ఆధేయ ఎంజాయ్ ది సేమ్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ, వీ మే టేక్ బోత్ ఆర్ సత్యం, ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ ద డెస్క్ అండ్ ద కంప్యూటర్ ఆర్ ద బుక్, ది ఎర్త్ అండ్ ద పీపుల్ ప్రపంచం. సో ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్స్ ఆధేయం, బోత్ ఆర్ సత్యం. సో బట్ కృష్ణ వాంట్స్ టు నాక్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మిస్కన్సెప్షన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ. దేర్ ఫర్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ హీ సేస్ నచం మత్స్థాని భూతాని, బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ రియలీ దేర్ ఇన్ మీ, దే ఆర్ ఇన్ మీ అపారెంట్లీ, దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ మీ రియలీ. సో దిస్ సంబంధ ఈస్ అధిష్టాన అధ్యాస సంబంధ అండ్ నాట్ ఆధార ఆధేయ సంబంధ. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఐడియా కన్వేడ్ హియర్. ఎస్మిన్, ఎస్మిన్ మీన్స్ సర్వ ఆధారే సర్వ అధిష్టానే కార్యప్రపంచ కారణ ప్రపంచస్య వర్తతే ప్రతిష్ఠిత మీన్స్ అధ్యస్థ. దిస్ ఇస్ ది డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానం? దట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ లైన్, తమ్ ఆత్మానం ఏవ మన్యే. తమ్, తమ్ మీన్స్ ది జగద్ ఆధారం, తమ్ సర్వ అధిష్టానం అహం మన్యే. సో దిస్ మంత్ర ఈస్ గివెన్ అవుట్ బై ఎ జ్ఞాని. వీ షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్ ఇన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. జ్ఞాని సేస్ ఐ నో బ్రహ్మన్. హౌ డు యూ నో దట్ బ్రహ్మన్? వెన్ డిడ్ యూ సీ, వెన్ డిడ్ యూ మీట్ ద బ్రహ్మన్? వెన్ డిడ్ యూ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్? ఇఫ్ యాస్, జ్ఞాని సేస్ ఐ డిన్ మీట్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ బికాస్ తమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆత్మానం ఏవ మన్యే. ఐ నో దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ మై సెల్ఫ్, నాట్ యాజ్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, సంథింగ్ టు బి ఓన్డ్ అప్ యాజ్ మై సెల్ఫ్. తమ్ ఏవ మన్యే, ఏవ ఓన్లీ. ఆచార్య కనెక్ట్స్ దట్ ఏవ విత్ ఆత్మానం. సో తమ్ ఆత్మానం ఏవ మన్యే. ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్ బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ ఆత్మా ఓన్లీ, నాట్ ఇన్ ఎనీ అదర్ మేనర్. బికాస్ ఇఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఇన్ ఎనీ అదర్ మేనర్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. ఈ సాయం కేనోపనిషత్, ఎది మన్యసే సువేదేతి దభ్రమేవాపి నూనం త్వం వేత్త బ్రహ్మణో రూపం యదస్య త్వం యదస్య దేవేశ్వతను మీమాంస్యమేవతే మన్యే విదితం. దిస్ ఆర్ ఆర్ శ్లోకాస్ వన్స్ ఇన్ ద వే ఫీ లిసన్ టు ఆల్ దిస్ బెటర్ టు బ్రష్ అప్. ఇఫ్ ఇన్ ఎనీ అదర్ వే యూ నో బ్రహ్మన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ నాలెడ్జ్, దెన్ హౌ షుడ్ యు నో? ఆత్మానం ఏవ మన్యే, మన్యే ఆత్మానం ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద శ్లోక. బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ స్ప్లిట్ ద సంధి దెన్ ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ మన్యే. ఇన్ కేన్ ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో ది సేమ్ వర్బ్ కమ్స్, నాహం మన్యేసు వేదేతి నోన వేదేతి వేదచ యోనస్ తద్వేద తద్వేద నోన వేదేతి వేదచ నాహం మన్యే. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు మీ? వాట్ బెనిఫిట్ డూ ఐ గెట్? ద నెక్స్ట్ సెంటెన్స్, అమృతం బ్రహ్మ విద్వాన్ అహం అమృత భవామి. నా హూ ఆమ్ ఐ? అమృతం బ్రహ్మ విద్వాన్, ఐ ద నోవర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇమ్మార్టల్ బ్రహ్మన్. అమృతం బ్రహ్మ హ్యావ్ నౌ బికమ్ ఇమ్మార్టల్. దర్ఫోర్ బ్రహ్మవేద మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మైవ భవతి, బ్రహ్మవిత్ ఆప్నోతి పరం. ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ వీ షుడ్ రిమెంబర్. సో బై మియర్ బ్రహ్మన్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ ఇమ్మార్టల్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ద జ్ఞాని డిక్లేర్స్. And what is the corollary of this? Shankaracharya brings out an important corollary. By knowledge, no change can be brought about to the fact that about myself as the Chaitanyam. Suppose I know this, for example, this is a hand. Before the knowledge, this was nothing but the hand also. Before I know it's a hand, it was hand only. And I came to know that this is the hand because of that knowledge. What change is brought to the hand? No change has been brought. Therefore, remember, jnanam is akarakam, karakam, akarakam, which does not do anything or bring out any change. Suppose I know this is my hand, that does not bring out anything. Here, the jnani declares that after knowledge, I have become immortal. Vidwan amritaha bhavami. If you apply the previous logic, how can I become immortal after knowledge? Because if I am mortal, knowledge cannot make me immortal. Because knowledge is what? Akarakam. That's what we just said. Suppose if I was immortal previously, then I need not become immortal again. Then what is the benefit of this blessed knowledge? Does the knowledge convert mortal to immortal? Or does the knowledge convert immortal to immortal? Both knowledge cannot do. Then what does knowledge do? It removes the obstacle to own up the immortality. Pratibandha nivrittihi eva jnanena kriyate. So knowledge is not going to do anything to me. Before knowledge, I could not say that I am immortal. After knowledge, I can boldly say that I am immortal. That obstacle because of which I could not claim my swarupam, that is gone. Therefore, knowledge is more a nivartakam, only an eliminator of something, nothing new. One should expect nothing new a person should expect from this jnanam. We stress this point repeatedly because generally every Vedantic student expects some kind of a thing to happen because of study of Vedanta. All expectations are because of non-understanding of the role of jnanam. Such expectations will never be fulfilled. Therefore, amritam brahma vidvan amritaha bhavami. This is the glory jnana mahima of jnanam. Shloka 18. Pranasya pranamutam chakshusas chakshurutam shrotrasya shrotram manaso ye mano viduhum tem nichikur brahmam puranam agriyam. Incidentally, the previous shloka, it is also a Mahavakya shloka. I forgot to mention there. Because the first line talks about Brahman, second line talks about Atma Aikyam. So therefore, Brahma Atma Aikyam is revealed, and so it is Mahavakya mantra. Wherever Aikyam is talked about, it's a Mahavakya. So this mantra also is another Mahavakya mantra. The first two lines talk about Jivatma Swarupam. Tvam Pada Lakshyartha. In Tattvamasi, Tvam Pada Lakshyartha Jivatma Swarupam. Who am I? And what is that? Pranasya pranam, chakshusas chakshuho, shrotrasya shrotram, manasaha manaso manaha. So this has reference to Keno Upanishad definition also, namely shrotrasya shrotram, manaso mano yadim, vachoha vacham, savu pranasya pranaham, chakshusas chakshuhum, iti mucha dhiraham, pretyasma lokad, amrito bhavanti. This clearly shows that Brihadaranyaka has got all the Upanishads itself. What is Atma? It is the consciousness that is different from all organs, which pervades all organs, and because of which alone all organs are organs. Instead of saying all organs function, all organs are organs. Here three points are important. What is that? It is different from organ, because Chaitanyam is different from organ. And then it pervades all organs, because of which all organs are able to be organs. For example, if you take consciousness is different from the hand, and at the same time it pervades the hand, and because of that alone the hand is hand. Hand is life, sentient. In the absence of consciousness, hand will not be called hand, and it will be called a piece of or lump of flesh. That is why whenever a person is dead, thereafter we don't say he or she or any of those. The pronoun itself differs. Respectable, he or she is gone. We call the dead body as it. Because of that, consciousness is the real I. So we have discussed this elaborately in Keno Upanishad actually at that time. You can refer to those lectures in the website. We don't want to go into the details now, but I will just only remind the example that we generally give. This is a slight example on the hand. It is like the light upon the hand. The light is different from the hand. Light pervades the hand. And because of the light alone, we are able to see the hand and know that the hand is the hand. If the light is not there, there is no hand. There is no face and everything is same. Therefore, it is called pranasya pranam, hastasya hastam, hand of the hand. The first hand is with capital H. And the second hand is with a small h. So the first hand refers to consciousness, because of which the hand enjoys the handness. That is the capital H. So also other organs enjoy life because of consciousness. It is the life of life. Utha, chakshusas chakshuhu. It is the eye of the eye. Shrotrasya shrotram. It is the ear of the ear. We have already seen this mantras earlier. Manaso manaha, mind of the mind. Then how do you understand? It is the mind of the mind. It is the consciousness because of which mind enjoys mindness, the mind status. This is the Atma Chaitanyam. So, ye viduhu, ye means te viduhu here. So, the wise people know this Atma Chaitanyam. Wise people know the eye of the eye, prana of prana, ear of the ear, they know Atma Chaitanyam. So, what? Now, he says, te brahma nichikuhu. Those who know the Atma or Atma Chaitanyam, they know Brahman. Nichikyuhu means Nishchitavantaha, Nishchaya Jnanam Praptavantaha. They have got clear knowledge of Brahman. Here also we see the trick of the Upanishad. It says, those who know the Atma, they know Brahman. This is possible only under one condition. What is the condition? Atma and Brahman should be synonymous. They must refer to the same reality. If they were different realities, Upanishad can never say that. We can't say the one who knows physics will know economics. We cannot say because physics and economics are different. The very fact that knowing one, we cannot know another means they are different. But the Upanishad says, Atma vidaha, Brahma vidaha bhavanti. We see a similar idea in Mundaka Upanishad also. Hiranmaye pare koshem virajam brahma nishkalam tachubram jyotisham jyotihi tadem yadatma vido viduhu. Atmavit will become brahmavit. And there is another beautiful idea also that comes in actually of Ramana Maharishi's Shaddarshanam. It's a beautiful grantha. So, yadi shuturvikshanam ikshitaram avikshyatan manasikekshanam syatam na drashturanya paramohitasya vikshaswamule praviliya nishtam. For example, a person says, I have seen God, I know God, or experienced God. Then what you should ask the question? Do you know yourself? If he says, I don't know, without knowing oneself, however much one experiences God, all those are all only fake, unreality only. Maximum they can come to mental projection only, Vyavaharika Satyam level, but they cannot come to the level of Paramarthika Satyam. In Tamil, there is a beautiful saying, Kandavar Vindilar, Vindavar Kandilar. The one who says who has seen has not seen. The one who has seen, the one who has not seen, he must have seen. Perhaps it's a jnani. So maximum they can come to mental projections only, Vyavaharika Satyam level. But they cannot come to the Paramarthika Satyam. God realization is nothing but self-realization. Ishvara Jnanam is Atma Jnanam. There is no God realization other than self-realization. In Viveka Chudamani, this beautiful shloka, Acharya says that bhakti is a means of realizing God or moksha. And everybody thought, how could Shankara say, talk about bhakti? Bhakti is dvaitam, right? Whereas because Jivatma Paramatma are different. How can Shankara talks about Advaiti talks about that? And Shankara defines bhakti immediately in the next line. It's an enquiry into the nature of the self is called bhakti. If bhakti means enquiry into the nature of the self, then bhakti will give you liberation. Moksha karana samagriyam bhaktireva gariyasi. Swaswarupa anusandhanam bhaktirita vidhiyate. Swaswarupa anusandhanam bhaktihi iti vidhiyate. So any other definition of bhakti you give, we will say bhakti cannot give moksha. If bhakti means atmavicharam, it is moksha sadhanam. If bhakti means puja, japa, all these, all those kinds of things, bhakti can never give liberation. Therefore, he says bhakti is vichara, enquiry. Without self-realization, there is no God realization. Because both are one and the same. And what type of Brahman it is? Puranam Agriyam. The first and the foremost, Anadi. That which existed even before the origination or manifestation of the world. Therefore only Puranam. Puranam is the most ancient one. Anadi Tvat Puranam. Sanatanam. ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೆಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸೊ ಈವನ್ ಪುರಾಣಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪುರಾಣಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಏನ್ಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್. ಪಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಪ್ರತಿಬೋಧಿತಾಂ ಭಗವತಾ ನಾರಾಯಣೇನ ಸ್ವಯಂ ವ್ಯಾಸೇನ ಗ್ರಥಿತಾಂ ಪುರಾಣ ಮುನಿನಾ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಪುರಾಣ ಮುನಿನಾ, ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಏನ್ಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪುರಾಣಂ, ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪುರಾಣಂ. ಸೊ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಪುರಾಣಂ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸನಾತನಂ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಮಹಾವಾಕ್ಯಂ ಇಂಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಈಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ರಿಮೂವ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬೋತ್ ಸೈಡ್ಸ್, ಆತ್ಮ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಶ್ಲೋಕ 19. ಮನಸೈವಾನುದ್ರಷ್ಟವ್ಯಂ ನೇಹ ನಾನಾಸ್ತಿ ಕಿಂಚನ ಮೃತ್ಯೋ ಸತ್ ಮೃತ್ಯುಮಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಯ ಇಹ ನಾನೇವ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ. ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಕೇನೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ವಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್. ನಾವು ಕಠೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಮನಸೈವಾನುದ್ರಷ್ಟವ್ಯಂ ಈಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಆರ್ ಲೆಸ್ ದ ರಿಪಿಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಠೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಮನಸೈ ವೇದಮಾಪ್ತವ್ಯಂ ನೇಹ ನಾನಾಸ್ತಿ ಕಿಂಚನ ಮೃತ್ಯೋ ಸ ಮೃತ್ಯುಮಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಯ ಇಹ ನಾನೇವ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ. ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬ್ರೀಫ್ಲಿ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಪ್ಲೈ ಈದಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ರೆಕಗ್ನೈಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಲೋನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್? ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸೀನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪಂಚ ಪಂಚ ಜನಾಃ ಆಕಾಶಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಃ ಅಂಡ್ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಣಂ ಚಕ್ಷುಸಃ ಚಕ್ಷುಃ ಯತ್ ಪುರಾಣಂ ಯದ್ ಅಗ್ರಿಯಂ ತದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಕಾಲ ಅತೀತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇನ್ ದ 16th ಮಂತ್ರ ವಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸಾ. ಸೊ ಸರ್ವ ಆಧಾರಭೂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗಾತ್ಮಭೂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಪುರಾಣಗ್ರಿಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮನಸಾಯೇವ ಅನುದ್ರಷ್ಟವ್ಯಂ ದಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಸೀನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಲೋನ್. ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಟೈನ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಮಿಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ವಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ ದ ಮನೋನಾಶ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಇನ್ ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಸೇ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನೋ ಯೂಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ. ಸೊ ದ ಮ್ಯಾಕ್ಸಿಮಮ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಲ್ಪಕ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಒನ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ಎ ನೈಸ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಅವಸ್ಥ. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಲ್ಪಕ ಸಮಾಧಿ. ದರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೋ ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರಂ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರಂ ಪಂಚಪ್ರಾಣಾಸ್ ಕಾರಣ ಶರೀರಂ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಗೇನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಗೇನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಇಫ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಗೇನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಗೋ ಎ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಗೇನಿಂಗ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅನ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್. Therefore, by elimination, sukshma shariram or the mind or buddhi alone can gain knowledge. And therefore, jnanam is gained only when buddhi is alive, receptive, alert. Therefore, there is no question of transcending or stopping the mind for jnanam. The mind has to fully operate to gain jnanam. Who says? Not any one of us, but the Upanishad says, manasa eva. Not only that, mind is not one of the instruments. Manasa eva. Mind is the only instrument. Through mind alone, one can gain self-knowledge. Now the question is, Upanishad itself has often said that mind cannot know Brahman. Yen manasa na manute, ken Upanishad said, na tatra chakshur gacchati, na vaag gacchati, no manaha. Yato vacho nivartante, aprapya manasasaha, taitriya. So, but here it says, mind alone has to know Brahman. So there appears to be a contradiction. This contradiction we can resolve in two ways. One is the technical manner, which we have seen earlier, but that's a little, we don't want to discuss into that right now. When we say mind is required, it means that is vritti vyapti is required. All these vritti vyapti and phala vyapti, all technical terms we have seen earlier those days, but we don't have to go through it now because we will only see a simpler meaning now. This simpler meaning is Acharya uses to resolve, he uses this only most of the time. When the scriptures say the mind cannot know, it means unrefined mind cannot know. Asamskrita manasa, manasa na manute. Asamskrita manasa na manute. That is unrefined mind. Then whenever it says that the mind alone can know, that means refined mind alone can know Brahman. Samskrita manasa manute. And for this, what is the supporting Shruti? Because Acharya, whatever argument he gives, he supports it by from Veda itself. In Kathopanishad, drishyate tvagriya buddhya sukshmaya sukshmadarshibihi. It says that Brahman can be known only by a refined mind, sukshmaya, agriyaya buddhya. And also in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, yatanto yoginas chayvam, yoginas chayinam, pasyantyatmana avasthitam, yatanto apyakritantmanom, nayinam pasyantya chetasaha. Lord says, people with refined mind know, and those with unrefined mind do not know Brahman. So where is the contradiction now? So the question is, what do we mean by refined mind? And Shankaracharya says, Shastra Acharya Upadeshaha is the refinement process. Consistent, systematic teaching of scriptures and learning of scriptures. Not self-study. The importance of Shastram and Guru are stressed. That is why the term Anudrashtavyam also in keeping with Shastra Acharya Upadesha. Some people say, why there is necessity for this? They give a logic also. That is, it is said that Atma is in Hridaya Guha, right? The cave of the heart. And what we want to find? Atma. So, and Shastram and Guru are where? They are outside. So, what they say, why are you searching outside in scriptures and also among the various gurus? Because Atma is inside your heart. Therefore, don't waste your time looking outside for gurus and shastras. Stop all study and search within. For this, three answers Acharya gives. One is the straight answer. This shastra itself. If guru and shastra are not required, then the shastras will never say so. And in that case, all Vedas would be falsified. One who talks against Guru is talking against the Vedas without knowing. Therefore, the first answer is what? It is Shastra Viruddham. Then what is the second question now? Atma is within. Why do you search for it outside? Then we ask a counter question. Who says Atma is within and not outside? Scriptures clearly point out that Atma is all-pervading. Therefore, to say searching outside is foolish and searching only inside is right is out of ignorance only against all-pervasive nature of Atma. But the primary answer they say is, there is no need to search for Atma outside when it is within Panchakosas. This is based on the assumption that a seeker is searching Atma. We should know very clearly that we never search for the Atma. If a person searches for Atma anywhere, he will never find out. Because Atma is me. It is myself. Therefore, Vedanta never asks you to search for Atma. When Vedanta says, I am the Atma, either I understand or I don't understand. If I understand the Atma, I am the Atma, understand I am the Atma, then will I search for Atma anywhere? I won't. I will not search for Atma. If I don't understand that statement, I am the Atma, I should only work for the understanding of that statement. Therefore, if you don't understand Atma, we never search for Atma, but only search for Atma Jnanam. We are to search for Atma. But where? That is the question. By dismissing the Pancha Koshas, we can never get Jnanam. One may argue, I am not interested in jnanam. don't search for Atma. Because you are Atma. Better search for the knowledge because it is not found within the Panchakoshas. And knowledge is found in the Pramanam, the Shastras. Therefore, search for Atma Jnanam in the Pramanam, which is the Shastras. And Guru Shastra Upadesha is the Pramanam. Because Guru and Shastra are not different. Guru says whatever is in the Shastra only. So we don't search for Atma, but we search for Atma Jnanam in Shastras with the help of a Guru. Therefore, Guru Shastra Upadesha alone is required and anything else will make our trip permanent. We'll go on in chakkar. Therefore, Anudrashtavyam. For the word Anudrashtavyam, Acharya gives all these explanations. And Brahman is described in the second portion. Iha nanasti kinchana. Nanasti means in this Brahman, there is not even an iota of plurality or division. There is no second thing other than Atma. No second thing as part of Atma also. All other philosophies make the world either as different from Atma or part of Atma. For example, Visishtadvaitam says it is part of Brahman, part of Atma. Here it is made very clear there is no plurality either distinctly or as a part. Therefore, we already mentioned this earlier, Sajatiyam, Vijatiyam, Swagata, Beta, Rahitam, Brahman. That is what is said by us. Then what about Maya, the Shakti, Maya Shakti? That is a critical question, crucial question. Is it different from Brahman or part of Brahman? Many people say it is an integral part of Brahman. Ishvara is Sarvashaktiman, and that Sarvashakti is Maya, and therefore Maya is an integral part of Brahman. Here we say, even that is not correct. Why do we say so? Iha nanasti, even Maya Brahman division is not here. If Maya is neither different nor part of Brahman, then what is Maya? Is it Brahman? No. Is it part of Brahman? No. Is it different from Brahman? No. Is it existent? No. Is it non-existent? No. It is anirvachaniya. Maya cannot be said, described. It is not, it cannot be said, it is. Then the question is whether it is other than Brahman or part of it. This cannot be said clearly at all. We say Maya is the lower order of reality supported by Brahman. If Brahman supports Maya, will it not be part of Brahman? We say no, because a lower order of reality cannot be part of a higher order of reality. For example, if you have 5 lakh rupees or whatever it is, currency, you cannot say of that 5 lakhs, 4 lakhs are in the waking state, in Jagratavastha, waking bank, and the 1 lakh is in the dream bank. We cannot say. You cannot have one part in the Vyavaharika plane and another in the Pratibhasika plane. So Vyavaharika Maya cannot become part of the Paramarthika Brahman. Then in the second line, the Upanishad gives a strong warning. Therefore, Neha Nanasti Kinchana. Suppose you don't accept this teaching. Because some people say that we can attend the teachings, but we'll take only those which are suitable to me. We will take karma, we'll take upasana, we will take Ishvara Kalyana Gunas of the Lord. But where there is Advaita principle, we will not take it. There are some people who say that. They say that you can use your discretion. It is not compulsory that you should accept whatever the teacher says. Teacher says, if you don't accept plurality and not Advaita, what will happen? Ya iha naneva pasyati. Suppose a person accepts plurality, that I am different from Ishvara. Ishvara is different from the world, and world is different from me. Then what will happen? I will suffer samsara in perpetuity. It is different from world. World is different from me, etc. And for one who accepts difference, then what will happen? The punishment is mortality, samsara. What is samsara jail? It is death. It is not enough that you have to cry in one janma, but again take birth for attachment and die and cry again. This process goes on continuing. This cycle of being born, having attachment, losing people and dying, this cycle continues. This punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam will continue. The teacher does not say from birth to birth. Instead of saying birth to birth, teacher is frightening. He says death to death, maranam to maranam, you keep on moving. If a person says, I don't mind maranam, I accept duality and I accept janma, I accept maranam and I am ready for janma and maranam. Then what happens? We wish you all the very best. Please continue. If you are tired of that, better come to Advaita Vedanta. So, Advaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Mrityoho mrityum apnoti. That's what's in this sloka. Mrityoho mrityum apnoti. So this shloka is the repetition of the mantra in Kathopanishad, which we read earlier. Manasai vedamaptavyam neha nanasti kanchan kinchana mrityoho samrityum gacchati yaiha naneva pashyati.
We'll stop here and we will continue in the next class.